And it's about time for the January 23rd, 2025 edition of Bathrob Spears Broadsides. That's what you're listening to right now, hopefully with sound at appropriate levels. This is going to be a flashback edition. It's a Thursday show. Today is Thursday the 23rd, if you're listening to it on the day it's being made. But it's also an old Sunday flashback show from April 20th, 420 day of 2008. And I'll be describing some of the upcoming thrills, or whatever, shortly after you catch a little of this theme song.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And indeed, you'll be hearing some songs, I guess, of some significance. Older songs from several albums from the Uncle Banzai group, which I used to enjoy playing a couple decades ago and still enjoy. The sound is a little low on some of the songs. You may have to turn up the volume, but do what you can. We've had kind of primitive recording facilities, or let's put it this way, I've been a primitive recorder for much of my career as a, my avocation as a radio broadcaster for Free Radio Santa Cruz. And these are from those olden days. It's a long show. It goes on for 5 hours, and it includes, takes up some of Troublesome Thomas Levitt's The Wake-Up Call, which it often did in those days. We initially talk with Platypus, Utah, and Goat about how one of their friend's service dog was seized and what went on with that. Then there's a lengthy analysis, sort of blow by blow. It may be a little painful to listen to, so feel free to skip over it if it doesn't thrill you. It's really kind of a silenced Ryan Coonerty. He was the mayor at that time. Bookshop Santa Cruz, worker sometime, part owner, family member, then became supervisor. Scoundrel on homeless issues, I gotta say. But you get to hear the city council meeting according to him. He changed the rules, silencing, or should say really cutting back on public debate on much of the agenda, much of the consent agenda, which is where a lot of the major items happen, essentially done by the staff. Then we have Pacific Avenue wanderings. So you'll hear Mrs. B, also known as Mama Shannon, in more recent times. And then there's Julie and her dog, Duchess, who you may still see around Santa Cruz. I think she's still around. Then there are 420 celebrations and a discussion of police repression in Santa Cruz and elsewhere on around 420. Poet Bert Glick he speaks, hawks his latest book and speaks and reads some poetry from one of his books. He's an old-timer. Has been around a long time. I think he's still around, but I haven't seen him recently. We have numerous travelers. There's an update on the sleeping band lawsuit, which we were attempting to get together to deal with the property depredations of Parks and Rec Ranger, Chief Ranger John Wallace, who was amiable fellow, but a nasty stealer of homeless property and homeless sleep. And then you get to hear some reports from Shane Maxfield, who was an activist struggling with AIDS and who also was sort of concerned about the civil rights of folks, talking about metro harassment, a guard there harassing folks at the metro. We talk with UCSC Socialist Worker Party newspaper vendors and Students Against War, who happened downtown. We interviewed them there. People passing through, a lot of individuals. We got quick commentary. And then there was an incident that happened where Chris Rock was killed on Mission Street on his bike. Micah Posner discusses this issue. So does Yon DeGolder. And I think Ed Davidson, another old-time activist who had a lot to say at City Council, he weighs in. And finally, you'll get to hear some commentary, a reading of an article by Patrick Coburn from the Counterpunch website, A New Struggle is Beginning in Iraq. And, of course, that's the day when the phony Democratic end-the-war guy, Obama, or Obama, as perhaps is more properly known, was beginning to gather steam for his phony anti-war election campaign. And that's it. That's the April 20th, 2008 flashback that you're getting to hear if you're listening to this on January 23rd, 2025. It's all yours. And in the meantime, remember, it's what you see now that's happening, not so much then, but perhaps what we did then may give you some ideas of how you might proceed now to expose abuses, to deter police abuse, and to listen to the words of folks who are not as often heard as they should be.